Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get to our intriguing content today, though, please join me. Well, I guess we already know that, don't we? We remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today. Are we ready for today's celebrations? Well, we've got this one is not be for me. Christy, this might be for you, though. National Thermal Engineer Day. I can't even spell that one. I don't even know what a thermal engineer would do. National Cousins Day. Okay, we like that one, I guess. National Amelia Earhart Day. Okay, well, I guess that's okay. How about National Drive-Thru Day? Okay, we like that one. That's a good one. I think I know where we're going to be heading with this one, although, Christy, I don't know if this is for you. National Tequila Day. Well, you know something? I think there's a song about tequila. Isn't there a song about tequila that could get us all in trouble, especially at the workplace? I'm just throwing that out there. I know a few people, though, that will be celebrating National Tequila Day. Chad Pape, if you're listening, this one is for you, buddy. I guess I better move right along and get into a little bit of business here. Let's look at what the markets are doing. We've had some interesting earnings reports out this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 134.75. NASDAQ is pretty flat. I'm sorry, the S&P 500 is relatively flat. The NASDAQ is up 15 points, which is a surprise in that one.
Surprise.
Because the government has come out and said that they're going to be investigating Facebook. They're going to be investigating Google, Amazon, all four monopolies. The Department of Justice is going to be doing some investigations there, although Facebook did get a $5 billion fine. I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg will be real anxious or excited about that one. But $5 billion to him, I wonder if that – I got to imagine $5 billion is meaningful to almost anybody. Just throw that out there. But we are seeing that some of this, the NASDAQ is still up, so that's kind of surprising to me. Facebook, though, their stock is way down. Yeah, it's going in the wrong direction there, but we'll see what happens with their earnings report. Just checking that one out, see where that heads. What's going on in the rate with the bond market? We'll check that out for you as well. The 10-year Treasury is down to 2.056. Looking at Germany, they're a negative. You don't get your money back when you give it to them for 10 years. Japan, you don't get all your money back when you give it to them for 10 years. The others are fairly flat. Italy has come down a little bit. Spain and the United Kingdom, they're all basically the same place as they were. Did we miss looking at what is happening on the oil market? Oil is down 26 cents. Not a big move in oil. Let's check and see. Gasoline, 275 national average. Calizuela, 370. Hawaii, 366. I was like looking at Hawaii just because I wish I was there buying gasoline or anything else in Hawaii. $2.38 in Mississippi. They are the leader, about $1.30. Less than we are paying here in Calizuela.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, that's for sure. And
it is what it is.
Yeah, but we keep voting for the same people here in Calizuela, so what else do we expect to happen? If we keep voting for the same folks, we're not going to get anything different. The biggest news of the day, obviously, we appreciate you listening or watching ronsiegelradio.tv, Ron Siegel Radio, checking us out on Facebook, or any of our broadcast partners. But the big news of the day, we know what that is. It is Robert Mueller. It is a big joke.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
So regardless of who you are getting exactly what you wanted from the Robert Mueller hearing. Does that surprise anybody at all? So if you're a Democrat, Mueller's saying that, you know, something there, the report stands for itself. You can make your own conclusions. And the government did what the government did. The president did these different issues. We didn't find anything that's chargeable, but that the House of Representatives can deal with it from there. If you're a Republican, they're still asking, why did this all occur? What was the start of it? Mueller's not really answering any questions at all. He references pages in the book. So you got to love that one, which he's just totally outsmarting all of these politicians. That's the bottom line. He's outsmarting every one of the politicians because the Democrats wanted to get some sound bites from him for the election. The Republicans wanted to get some sound bites from him for the election. He's ducking and weaving every question. He's asking for the questions to be repeated. He seems like he's incoherent, doesn't know what's going on. Blanks on the Fusion GPS, doesn't have any idea what went on there. So basically, the drama is there's like a big nothing going on there. But at the end of the day, the mainstream media is going to say that the president still colluded and we need to move forward with the investigations. Nancy Pelosi's already said that before the hearing.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
So Pelosi has said continue with the investigations. The only thing I did see out of the whole report, out of the hearings that I watched a little bit this morning, had to do with the Republicans saying, you know something, at least Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, will start doing some of the investigating work that the Mueller investigation did not do. So we'll see what happens there, if anything comes of that. My guess, probably nothing. But here's the facts of it that we do know. These are all undisputed issues. In 2017, the Mueller investigation cost you and me $6.7 million. The first half of 2018, $10 million. The second half of 2018, $8.5 million. And 2019 is not reported yet. So far, we know of about $25.2 million that has been spent of your money and mine for us to get absolutely nothing. But we did get some indictments of some Russians that nobody's ever heard of. We found out that Paul Manafort lied on his taxes. General Flynn, they bushwhacked him. George Papadopoulos, they bushwhacked him. So that's what we've really found out that we know of so far. But all the news stations are carrying this today. You might want to get an old rerun of I Love Lucy somewhere. Although if you have, what is it, DirecTV or ATTUverse, you do have a break on those stations. Channel 2, Channel 9 are not covering the Mueller report on any of these. They're not covering it. Channel 2, Channel 9 is not being covering the Mueller report on DirecTV or on ATTUverse. Well, we understand that because they're not covering anything on those stations. They are in a big dispute.
What are you doing?
So ATT, which owns DirecTV, they want to spend $2. They're willing to pay $2 per subscriber to CBS. CBS says, no, 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 we need $3 per subscriber. So while this is all going on, you can go to Local App. If you have a smart TV, you can go to Local App and get it all for free. So you don't have to pay at all for any of that. It's fascinating how we continue to see these issues that have nothing to do with anything that are continuing to get so much coverage. In the news, other news this morning, here's the big issue. So I told you about what's going on in the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. Dow Jones down now 121. S&P 500 is basically flat. Most of the Dow has to do with Boeing announcing horrible earnings. So we've seen that. We've also seen that Caterpillar came out with poor earnings. So that's bringing the Dow Jones down. But the S&P 500 is up. How could that be? Well, if you remember, I told you last week that in listening to one of the president's economic advisors, they said a good sign within the trade tariff issues will be if Secretary or our trade negotiator Lighthizer goes over to China. Well, Mr. Lighthizer and our Steve Mnuchin are both heading to China for talks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. That is seen as a very, very positive sign that with them going over there, that's good news for them. So that'll be good news for us. Issue, that's the benefit of that whole item. Continuing decline in the German manufacturing, starting to look increasingly worrying in the purchasing managers index for the sector this morning. Lowest level, so Germany is not doing too well. Asia Pacific market climbed to 0.2%. Japan closed 0.4% higher. A lot of information in those items, not much meaningful for us. So we will move on with the news of the day. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a lot in store for you today. A mid-year housing update, three things to know today. Sneaky ways to improve your credit, ways to pay for home renovations, and how to start investing and saving for retirement. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. All we need is you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will see how we might be able to help you. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 135 points. The NASDAQ is up 17. The S&P 500 about flat. 10-year Treasury 2.051. And the mortgage-backed securities, they're up 11 basis points. That is some good news. That's some technical benefits on those mortgage-backed securities. So we'll chat about that in just a second. Now, the issue, though, becomes what is happening? Why is it happening? That's more important than all these different numbers and the technicals. The bonds, though, they keep on battling. So with stocks lower, being weighted down by weak earnings from Boeing and Caterpillar, mortgage bonds are higher so far today. Mortgage Bankers Association reported their mortgage application data for last week, as they do every Wednesday. Overall, mortgage application volume was down 1.9%. Applications to purchase a home were down 2%, but are still up 6% from this time last year. Refinances were also down 2% and are very healthy, 81% year over year. The refinance share of mortgage activity decreased slightly from 50% to 49.8% of total applications. Adjustable rate mortgages, or ARMs, decreased from 4.9% to 4.7% of all applications. According to this particular area, the 30-year mortgage decreased from 4.12% to 4.08%. That's the Mortgage Bankers Association number. Rates are about 69 basis points, about 5/8 lower than this time last year. Remember that the rate the MBA cites typically has some amount of points involved in it. So you may not get that rate as a straight rate. You might have to pay to get that. New home sales, which measures signed contracts on new homes, were up 7% in June, which was stronger than the 5.3% gain expected. But we have to call it both ways when there's a positive revision the previous month, like yesterday's existing home sales report. We take that into account because it makes the gain look smaller. In this case, there was a negative revision to the May new home sales report, which is overstating today's gain. When taking the revision into account, there was really only a 3.2% gain. This is still a decent bounce back, but it is coming off of the worst number of the year. Looking at the bigger picture, sales are up 4.5% from last year. Median home price was reported at $310,000, which is basically unchanged from last year. At the current pace of sales, there was 6.3 months supply, down slightly from 6.4% or 6.4 months. So that is the information there. And I told you we're looking at some technical issues on the bond as well, and that's an important area. We watch the technicals all the time because they really give us a very, very good sense of what the market is doing. So I've been talking to you about a technical number called a Fibonacci retracement level. And we've been holding that level now for about 5 days, which the longer you hold that level of support, the stronger it gets. So we've bounced on it 3 times and went up. Now, remember, when the mortgage-backed securities go up, that means interest rates are going down. So we're continuing to watch interest rates decline. I can expect to see this happening. And there's about another 3/8 of a point in improvement that we can see in this mortgage bond. That means to you, if you bought a house in the last year, probably a good time for you to be thinking about if you have mortgage insurance there. You might be able to get rid of the mortgage insurance. You might be able to refinance into a lower interest rate. We've been talking to you about this for quite a while now, that interest rates are dropping, and we want to really make sure that you're managing that. So that's why we do have that free tool, SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest. That'll give you an idea of where the value of your home, what the equity looks like in your home. All that's right there in the process. We want to make sure that you're looking at that, you're seeing it, and that you've got those numbers, right? I mean, we want to make sure that you know what you can do at any given time. The home value, it's fascinating to me. We look at bank statements. We look at credit card statements. We look at our 401k. We look at all of these different numbers. But most of the time, we're not looking at all at what's happening with the what we're getting at, what we're getting on our home value, right? We just take a guess at that. I think my house is worth whatever, right? Well, you got this digest that's free that gives you the information on what's selling in your neighborhood, and you have the ability, again, for free to challenge the numbers, and we can have a local real estate professional take a look and see if those numbers make sense to you. Just throwing that out there for you, giving you an idea to see where we are, where you are. Again, SLT Home Digest, www.sltHomeDigest.com, totally free. You can put, if you have rental properties, you can put those in there, get the report for those properties as well. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Now, we are in the summer months. I don't have to tell you that. Most areas within my voice is pretty warm right now. So in the summer months, we constantly hear that that people want to do some home renovations, right? Home renovations, a big deal. Many people renovate to update their home and increase property values. Several ways you can pay for home renovations. There are secured home improvement loans or unsecured personal loans, or you can use your savings if you have a lot of money saved up. If your renovations are smaller, you may consider placing the charge on your credit card. So first option, get a home improvement loan. If you don't have enough savings to fund your renovation project, you can consider a personal home improvement loan. This option allows you to get money without leveraging your house. If you opt for an unsecured personal loan, you'll likely get more than you can on a credit card. It's important not to borrow more than you need. It's also important you know how much your monthly payments are. Use your savings for home improvement. If you've saved over the years, it could be a smart decision to use your savings to avoid monthly payments and interest. If you decide to make use of money from an investment you made, consider seeking advice from a financial advisor so you can avoid withdrawal penalties. And what is the opportunity if that investment has been going up more than the cost of that home renovation loan or the home improvement loan? Is it wise to take the money out of a savings account or an investment account to do that? Using a credit card, in some cases, you may decide to use your credit card to fund your home renovations. Getting a credit card that has a 0% introductory period could be the best choice you make for funding your home renovations. This gives you some time to make payments on the card without paying interest. You'll also find that there are numerous other benefits to using a credit card for your home improvement projects. A lot of credit cards have rewards programs so you can earn cash back, miles, or points. If you spend thousands of dollars and are able to make the payments, this could be a great opportunity to earn lots of rewards. It's also easy to keep track of your expenses. You can review your statement at any time to see how much you're spending. This can help make these staying on budget. And keeping your renovation on budget or within a budget, because the cost of home improvement plans can increase quickly, it's important to plan your budget before you go shopping. Here are some ways to help you budget research. You can begin by researching the cost of materials you need for your project. Also, if you're not the do-it-yourself type person, which I am not, then you also need to research how much it'll take to hire a contractor. Does it add value to the house? A lot of renovations make you feel good, but it doesn't add value. Now, if you're staying there for a while, that may not matter, but renovating a kitchen, that can really increase the value of your house. Always, always, always include a buffer with your budget. That's for the unexpected items. I love watching some of these stories on the do-it-yourself channels, these home makeovers, because they're always talking about this concept about that I didn't expect this to happen. Really? Last show, you didn't expect it to happen either. And the show before that, you didn't expect it to happen. Every time, there's always going to be some unexpected items. Make sure you budget for them. Bottom line, home renovations can be expensive, but luckily there are several ways to pay for them. Loans, savings, credit cards can all be used. It's also important to set a budget that you can stick to and to do your research. Consider whether renovations will raise your home's value. Lastly, if you use a loan or a credit card, remember to check your credit score. Always a big issue knowing your scores so that you know what you qualify for, what works for you. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, sneaky ways to improve your credit score. The mid-year housing report will be in the mix as well. And how to start investing and saving for retirement. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Mid-year housing update. That is the topic. Three things you need to know today. Shifting trends and industry-leading research are pointing towards some valuable projections about the status of the housing market for the rest of the year. If you're thinking of buying or selling, or if you just want to know what experts are saying is on the horizon, here are the top three things to put on your radar as we head into the coming months. Number one, Home prices are appreciating at a more normal rate. Home prices have been appreciating for about 10 years now. Experts at the Home Price Expectation Survey, Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are forecasting continued growth throughout the next year, although it should be leveling off to normal appreciation, which is 3.6% as we move into 2020. Number two, interest rates are low over the past 30 years. The average mortgage rate in the United States has been 8.27%, and rates even peaked as high as 18% in the 80s. Today, at 81%, the rate is considerably lower than the historical 3.81%. This rate is historical 30-year average, although experts predict it may climb into the low 4% range in the near future. That's still remarkably lower than our running average, suggesting a great time to get more for your money over the life of your loan. An impending recession does not mean there will be a housing crash, although expert research studies such as those found in the Duke Survey of American CFOs and the National Association of Business Economics are pointing toward a recession beginning within the next 18 months. A potential recession is not expected to be driven by the housing industry. That means we likely will not experience a devastating housing crash like the country felt in 2008. Expert financial analyst Morgan Housel tweeted, quote, "An interesting thing is the widespread assumption that the next recession will be as bad as 2008. Natural to think that way, but statistically highly unlikely. Could be over before you realize it began. In fact, during three of the five last U.S. recessions, housing prices actually appreciated." Love that idea. And we shared that chart with you earlier today on our social media channels, that housing prices going up does not necessarily mean that just because there's a recession doesn't mean housing prices are going to go down. In 1980, housing prices were up 6.1%. In the recession of 81, up 3.5%. In 1991, the prices went down 1.9%. In 2001, prices were up 6.6%. And 2008, we all know, down 19.7% is the national average. Bottom line, with home prices appreciating, low interest rates available, perfect time to buy or sell a home. Let's chat to see what the next step is for you and your family. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Always get questions about how do I get my credit score increased? How do I do it in a stealth manner? How do I make this happen quickly and quietly? And I thought I'd share a few of the items here in one day because we talk about this on a regular basis. There are some times that it pays to have the highest credit score possible. Maybe you're about to refinance your mortgage. Maybe you're trying to get a new car. Maybe you've got bad credit history and you're trying to get that corrected. Maybe you want to get approved for a credit card. Always good to have a healthy credit score, of course. But if you're in a place at the moment when a higher credit score would help you save money or get back on track with your credit, there are a few stealth ninja ways to speed up the process. How to raise your credit score fast. How long will it take? It won't happen instantly, but if you follow these steps, your credit score will begin to go up within a couple of months. So here we go. Number one, find out when your issuer reports payment history. Call your credit card issuer. Ask when your balance gets reported to the credit card bureaus. That day is often the closing date or the last day of the billing cycle on your account. So if you look on your credit card statements and you see what the closing date is on your credit card statements, likely within a day or two of that is when they report to the bureaus. There's something called a credit utilization ratio. We've talked about this in the past. This is the amount of credit you've used compared to the amount of credit you have available. You have a ratio for your overall credit card use as well as for each credit card. Best to have the ratio overall and on individual cards of less than 30%. But here's an insider tip to boost your score even quicker. Keep your credit utilization ratio under 10%. Under 10%. So let's look at an example of utilization ratio. You have two credit cards. Card A has a $6,000 credit limit card and a $2,500 balance. Card B, $10,000 limit 1,000 balance. Utilization ratio per card A is 42%. That's 2,500 divided by 6,000. Too high. Card B, 1,000 divided by the 10,000 gives you a 10% number. That is awesome. You might want to go down maybe a dollar or two so it's underneath that. Remember, computers just look at formulas. That's all they care about. So 9.9 is not the same as 10. This is your overall credit ratio. So 3,500 divided by 16,000, 21.8 or round it to 22%. Very good. But here's the problem. If you pay your balance off every month, and you should, if your payment is received after the reporting date, your reported balance could be high, and that negatively impacts your score because your ratio appears inflated. So pay your balance before the closing date. That way your reported balance will be low, maybe even zero. The FICO method will then use the lower balance to calculate your score. This lowers your utilization ratio and boosts your score. That's where we've been talking to you about the concept of paying twice a month. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, now number two, pay down debt strategically. Let's build on what you just learned about the utilization ratios. In the above example, you have balances on more than one card. Note that card A has a 42% ratio, which is high. Card B has a wonderfully low 10% ratio. Since the FICO score looks at each card's ratio, you can bump up your score by paying down the card with the higher balance in the above example. Pay down that card to about $1,500, and your new ratio for the card is 25%. Much, much better. I mentioned before, pay twice a month. Let's say you've had a rough couple of months with your finances. Maybe you needed to rebuild your deck or get a new fridge. If you put big items on a credit card to get the rewards, it can temporarily throw your utilization ratio out of whack. You know that call you made to get the closing date? Make another payment 2 weeks before the closing date, and then make another payment just before the closing date. This, of course, assumes you got the money to pay off the big expenses by the end of the month. By the way, don't use a credit card for a big bill if you plan to carry a balance. The compound interest will create an ugly pile of debt pretty quickly. Credit cards should never be used as a long-term loan unless you have a card with a 0% introductory APR on the new purchases. Even then, you have to be mindful of the balance on the card and make sure you can pay the bill off before the introductory period ends. Number four, call and raise your credit limits. Now, if you tend to have problems with overspending, don't do this. The goal is to raise your credit limit on one or more cards so that your utilization ratio goes down. But again, this only works out in your favor if you do not feel compelled to use the newly available credit. I also don't recommend trying this if you've missed payments with the issuer or have a downward trending score. The issuer could see your request for a credit limit increase as a sign that you're about to have a financial crisis and need the extra credit. I've actually seen this result in a decrease in credit limits. So be sure your situation looks stable before you ask for an increase. That said, as long as you've been a great customer, your score is reasonably healthy, this is a good strategy to try. All you have to do is call your credit card company, ask for an increase to your credit limit, have an amount in mind before you call. Make that amount a little higher than what you want in case they feel the need to negotiate. Mix it up. A few years back, I realized I didn't have much of a mix of credit. I have credit cards with utilization ratios, a mortgage, but didn't pay off the installment loan for a couple of decades. So to raise the credit score a nudge, get a car loan at a very low rate, spent a year paying it off just to get a mix in the credit. At first, the score went down a little bit, but after 6 months of score started increasing. Your credit mix is only 10% of your FICO score, but sometimes that little bit can bump up a good credit to excellent. Bottom line, when you want to boost your credit score, there are two basic rules you have to follow. First, keep your credit card balances low. Second, pay your bills on time and in full. Do these two things and then toss in one or more of the sneaky ways above to give your score a kickstart. Remember, you don't have to carry a balance to build good credit score. If you do that, you're on a slippery slope to debt, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Ways to pay, well, we did that one. How to start investing and saving for retirement. We're going to talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here, but we'll get that corrected.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit, they take care of this very well all of the time. How to start investing and save. Actually, we better do the Your Credit Matters tip, right? How to if we talk about it, then we don't do it. Jay, you're right. Scores can move very, very quickly. We like that idea. Tips to improve your credit health. Think of your credit as it's a fingerprint. We each have our own unique credit history. Yours may comprise an entire constellation of financial decisions ranging from the big to the small. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or need to build credit from scratch, most of us have room for improvement. No fast lane to an excellent credit score, but responsible financial habits can go a long way to boosting your credit health. On that note, some do's and don'ts to keep in mind while trying to build credit. The do's, some of them are pretty obvious. Pay your bills on time. What the lenders care about above all else is the likelihood that you'll pay back your debts. Doing so on time every time proves that you're reliable and should boost your overall credit health. That's why it's important to make on-time payments on all your accounts. That includes not only your credit card, but also your rent, utilities, and even your cell phone. Later missed payments can significantly harm your credit scores. If you have trouble keeping track of your bills, consider setting up automatic payments or payment reminders. Of course, nobody's perfect. If you get or accidentally make a late payment on one of your accounts, not the end of the world. Call your lender as soon as you discover the mistake and ask for forgiveness, then pay the bill and bring the account current. Do pay down your debt. Your credit utilization ratio compares the amount of debt you owe to the amount of credit you have at your disposal. Lenders want to make sure you're not borrowing more than you can afford to pay back. We talked about the ways of doing that. Do diversify your credit mix. Your credit mix refers to the various types of accounts included in your credit report. Won't make you make or break your credit scores. Lenders typically like to see a mix of revolving accounts, that's credit cards, installment loans like mortgages, auto loans, and student loans. The more you diversify the money you borrow, the better. Of course, it's not a good idea to take out a loan you don't need just for the sake of adding extra color to your credit mix. Don't open too many credit cards at the same time. Do not close older credit cards. If you've had a credit card for a long time, do not close it. Just a concept right there. Looking to improve your credit health? Knowing your credit scores can be a good start. I like MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com is where I monitor my credit scores. The bottom line, the best way to improve your credit health is to treat it like a long journey rather than a short race. Building credit takes time, although we did give you some ninja tips in the last segment as to how you can do, you can get your credit score up. So take a look at that. Best advice, stay patient, work on developing good habits that last. With a bit of effort, you should see your credit health improve over time. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit, they are our preferred provider there. Retirement planning. Get this all the time. People asking about retirement planning. What should I do? So there are a lot of tricks and tips you can have, and I'm not a financial planner. I don't even play one on TV, but I did have the licenses for that some time ago. So I do like to share that concept with people. The idea of using your employer's 401k, I am not a fan of the 401k, but if there is a match provided by your employer, use it. If you don't have the discipline to put money away on your own, use your employer's 401k. If you're self-employed and you're the only employee of the company, you can use that 401k for a tremendous advantage. If you want some more information on that, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I would be happy to share with you what I know. Select your investments is number two. You've taken the initial step of signing up for the employer's retirement plan, only to the limit of that match. This part might seem complicated, but it does not have to be. A lot of people now have the option of a Roth 401k at work along with their traditional 401k. How about your personal Roth IRA? I like those. If you qualify for them, talk to your tax planner. Target date funds, those are out there. I love the insurance, the IULs. If you haven't looked at those index universal life policies, I think it's one of the best ways to save for retirement and a very, very big tax advantage there. Figure out what you're going to do with the money. Know when you need it. All of those issues are major, major issues. You got to know what you're going to do with that money. When do you need the money? What is your family's plan? What is your family's budget? Are you looking at retiring early? You're looking at retiring late? Again, that's why I like that IUL. My friend Jay Kaplan, he uses the reverse mortgage. We use that quite frequently in our planning process. And again, planning is all a process. It's not the same for every person, right? So we've got to really understand that and figure out exactly where we are on these different programs on what you can do. The reverse mortgage will allow you to wait a little longer to take your Social Security. That way that Social Security is now increasing 8% is the last number I saw, 8% a year from age 62 to age 70. So that's a pretty good investment. I like that investment right there. Most people seem like they think that would be a good one. So just a thought right there for you. How about looking at the IUL, as I mentioned to you before? You're gonna, if you do it strategically, you might look at that one and say, you know something? I can take that IUL and I can borrow against it after time, after it's been growing. Borrow the money. You're not taking a distribution out of there. Borrowed money, like on a mortgage, like on a reverse mortgage, borrowed money is not a taxable event. Again, check with your CPA and tax planner. I'm not giving you tax advice, but I believe it's not a taxable event. Comes with a high recommendation that it's not. So check that on a regular basis. Make sure you're dealing with your tax liabilities. Also, take a look if you're a business owner. Right, I talk to you frequently about my friend Todd Halterman. He's got some different programs. If you're a business owner, there might be some ways that there are tax advantages for business owners. Are you selling your company? Maybe you want to put your company into a trust. There are different ways that you can benefit from tax planning there too. Not everybody understands all the tax planning. Not everybody understands all the tax ramifications. A lot of people think, well, this is what I've done. I have to pay the taxes on it. Well, you have to follow the law. That's what you have to do. There's nothing that says you have to pay. You have to pay whatever is due. But there are so many areas, so many ways that the law allows you to structure your taxes that you can really deal with that in a very, very positive manner if you have a good tax planner. Now, not everybody has a good tax planner. There's a lot of CPAs that don't even understand, or they've never used, I shouldn't say they don't understand, they've never made use of the tax code that Todd talks about. So they haven't made use of it. The tax code is thousands of pages long, and nobody can know everything and have experience in every scenario. That's why we have we bring this broadcast to you on a regular basis, chatting about these things. And that's why I ask you every day to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer,